What do you mean surrender? Stephen Miller is literally trying to escalate to a brawl between local law enforcement and federal agents. What do you mean surrender? It is so incredibly obvious what is happening here, and Stephen Miller can't even hide it. Now, Stephen Miller is known for spearheading this administration's most extremist policy. Donald Trump is very narcissistic and loves to be on camera, but he's not ideological or clever enough to actually come up with the extremist ideology that we see play out in these blue cities or sometimes in these other countries nowadays. Stephen Miller, who has been relentlessly attacking Greenland and attacking Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey, saying they're insurrectionists, saying all of the protesters are insurrectionists, has gone on TV and has tweeted one too many times and now given away the game. Stephen Miller is very, very clearly controlling Donald Trump's most extreme policy regarding the Insurrection Act, regarding ICE, and now he's escalating himself on his own personal Twitter account in a way that kind of shows how much he's guiding everything. Stephen Miller is claiming local police in Minnesota have been ordered to stand down and surrender. Now, Stephen Miller is sending these posts as if he's the one giving those orders, and it's because he is. Donald Trump, again, he's helped by his pure narcissism and shamelessness. Donald Trump's shamelessness allows him to constantly lie on TV, constantly talk about himself. He's got some serious issues, of course, but those issues have for some reason somehow helped him in the public domain gain power. Stephen Miller is more clinical and clever and cold. He doesn't even stay behind the scenes anymore. That's Susie Wiles. Susie Wiles stays behind the scenes. Stephen Miller goes out there and screams on camera and gives away the game. Now, the problem is local Minneapolis police know that what Stephen Miller and ICE are doing is wrong. For example, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara, who has worked so hard for the past few years to rebuild trust between the community and the police force in a post Derek Chauvin, George Floyd murder world. Remember, George Floyd was murdered on camera by Derek Chauvin, and after there was no accountability, protests sparked until Derek Chauvin was locked away, as he should have been. Now, the Minneapolis police knew they effed up. There was a little bit of a purge, and they spent a few years not being perfect, of course, but trying to rebuild this trust. 60 Minutes interviewed Police Chief Brian O'Hara, and I can't play it because this video would be struck down out of the algorithm, so I'm going to play it safe here, but I'm going to read this off to you. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe if you want more videos like this. It means the world. Subscribe on Facebook, on YouTube, wherever you are. It means a lot. So, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara just raised a serious question about the ICE shooting, confirming what we have all seen for ourselves. He said, quote, "I've seen the videos, and it's not clear to me why he appears to be in the path of the vehicle more than once. When you approach someone in a vehicle, there are very basic steps you take," and he basically goes on to say, "to protect yourself and to protect the officers around you. This ICE agent was so untrained. He was literally walking laps around this vehicle with his phone out in his hand like he was an effing influencer taking selfies and taking videos like he's having fun on the job. Yeah, don't be surprised when you're yelling conflicting commands to a woman who's simply reversing and trying to leave, and then you use disproportionate force." Just incredibly, incredibly disgusting. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara then tells 60 Minutes that his city's 911 system is overwhelmed by complaints about immigration enforcement, including reports of tear gas, pepper spray, and abandoned vehicles. Remember, we've seen people in their 70s get pepper sprayed. 79-year-olds have their ribs cracked. We have seen six-month-old babies have to be resuscitated after being tear gassed. Not because they were a part of the protest, obviously, but because a family just got caught up in the mix trying to return from a sporting practice in Minneapolis. They have turned Minneapolis into a war zone by flooding more federal agents than local police. The Minneapolis police chief then even says the ICE arrest pisses him off. So now that I've set the scene, ICE and the local police are sort of at odds. Now, of course, I'm not going to try to overgeneralize. I'm sure many police officers support ICE. I'm sure it goes both ways. But broadly, the people leading the Minneapolis police force, the people in leadership positions in Minnesota are saying, yo, ICE and Trump has got to go. They are very clearly saying that. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara was shook as he watched video of Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers pulling a woman from her car. He says he was shook, or he was shaking in the moment. The woman can be heard on video telling ICE officers she's disabled. Rahman's lawyer said she was overwhelmed by conflicting commands from federal officers and didn't know what to do. This brings us on to Stephen Miller's insane post that he made on Twitter, where he's claiming that he has ordered the Minneapolis police to stand down from protecting the community. It makes no sense. It says, first of all, it says, if you were surprised to see such a large volume of professional class leftists acting in psychotic fashion in response to routine immigration enforcement, remember the conduct of the same group during COVID, masking babies, terrifying children, boycotting family, shuttering schools, purging dissenters, and signaling their virtue to in-group peers. All right, there's a lot to break down in this first post before we go to the next one. In this first one, I want to pick out the words routine immigration enforcement. He claims this is routine. It is not. Under Obama, under Biden, even under Trump Part 1, we did not see the sheer force and the sheer ideological rigor of ICE right now. You're supposed to at least test people for their ideology before they join a force like ICE. There are reports of people submitting their request to join ICE when they have taken drugs in the past week. They didn't submit their domestic battery record. They didn't say if they had one or not, and they were never asked. And then, finally, they had an online history of being very, very far left and hating ICE very publicly, yet they were still accepted, despite having done drugs, maybe having a domestic battery record, and being a far leftist. Which, fine, far leftist, you can be an ICE, I don't care, but you know what that means? Far, far right radical people aren't even being screened before they are joining ICE. So if you want to talk about routine immigration enforcement, this is not routine immigration enforcement. Stephen Miller has set an arbitrary quota of 3,000 people needing to be detained per day, and that is leading to so many people being arrested that shouldn't be, including U.S. citizens. He then talks about terrifying children. If you want to talk about children being terrified, what about Roosevelt High School, which almost got raided by ICE and students were tackled to the ground outside as they were leaving and then tear gassed? What about the six-month-old baby that had to be resuscitated because of tear gas? He says, boycotting family, you guys are tearing families apart. Shuttering schools, you guys are literally showing up to high schools. All of this is also just a misinterpretation of what happened during COVID. There were like 2 weeks when COVID first popped up when people were doing irrational things because we didn't know otherwise. When COVID first popped up for me, I was wiping down every single package and every single letter that came to my house because I thought that it was transmitted that way. I didn't know any better. But then we learned it was primarily airborne and that you don't really have to wipe down packages because it doesn't really work like that. So people did things. Sure, I'm sure some children were scared during COVID, and I'm sure some families put a mask on their baby. Why does that justify what they're doing now? Why does that justify what ICE is doing now? Stephen Miller then says, only federal officers are upholding the law. Local and state police have been ordered to stand down and surrender. What do you mean surrender? Stephen Miller is literally trying to escalate to a brawl between local law enforcement and federal agents. What do you mean surrender? I mean, check this out. Speaking of Stephen Miller, a Danish parliamentarian, Rasmus Jarlov, reacted to Stephen Miller's Greenland comments and said, I hope he's kept away from young women. This is actually a really, really astute analysis. I've been pointing the same thing out.
Rasmus, you may be somewhat dismayed to hear what one of Donald Trump's senior advisors, Stephen Miller, had to say. Please take a listen to this. I'll get your reaction on the other side.
Denmark is a tiny country with a tiny economy and a tiny military. They cannot defend Greenland. They cannot control the territory of Greenland. Under every understanding of law that has existed about territorial control for 500 years, to control a territory, you have to be able to defend a territory, improve a territory, inhabit a territory. Denmark has failed at every single one of these tests.
Rasmus, you gave a pretty comprehensive answer, pretty much countering everything Stephen Miller had to say before I asked this question. But if you could say one thing to Stephen Miller, what would you like to say?
I hope he's kept away from young women because that's the mentality of a rapist. You can't defend yourself, so I'm going to take you. That's basically what he's saying. And it has never been like that in international law that he's saying. On the contrary, United States have signed several treaties with Denmark recognizing the ownership.
You know what? I want to build on that. This goes back to the power dynamics that Donald Trump has been abusing throughout his entire life. Whether it's girls in the 90s that he's sexually assaulting, allegedly, whether it's people in the early 2000s that he is friends with, like Epstein, whether it's the beauty pageants that he bought and then walked backstage to and then bragged about walking backstage because he owns the place. It's quite literally exactly what he means when he says, I grab them by the pussy because they let you do it when you're a star. What he's saying there is that when you have the power dynamic of a quote-unquote star, that you can abuse that power dynamic and never be called out for it because the women likely are too terrified. Like, it's a sick, 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 twisted view on the world. That is exactly what Stephen Miller and Donald Trump are saying right now. I just want to go back to this. In the years since Floyd's murder, Minneapolis has worked to repair both public safety and community trust. After a surge in violence immediately after his killing, homicides fell more than 30% between 2021 and 2025, and shootings hit record lows, particularly on the north side. But community leaders worry that this latest high-profile shooting could erode some of the fragile gains in violence reduction. Quote, it raises a lot of concerns, especially about what the role of local government is when you basically have a federal imposition happening, said Sasha Cotton, who previously ran the city's Office of Violence Prevention. People in the city, leaders within the city are like, what the hell? You are undermining the safety of the people living here, all under the name of getting rid of criminals? You are the criminals. ICE agents with masks and a gun and a badge and supposedly absolute immunity, they are becoming the criminals. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all and peace out.